Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 145 of the 80%. After taking a quick break, we're now back for a new season. The Year of the Rabbit is here, and if you're thinking of becoming an entrepreneur, then listen to this episode as I share good business ideas to explore this 2023. Are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. One of the biggest challenges of starting a business is coming up with a profitable idea. Most people would first look at what's currently popular and then innovate their own version of the business. A lot of people, especially OFWs, choose franchising. They invest on the turnkey process, which business franchises offer to save time and energy. This makes it possible for them to run a business while still working abroad. However, amidst all the trendy businesses and franchise options, it's still a question of what kind of business should you choose. Should you go into food, clothes, gadgets, services? Today, I'd like to share 6 areas you can explore, and I hope this can help you decide in choosing a business. Number 1, e-commerce and online marketplaces. Magtinda ka online. The trend of online shopping continues to grow each year. Marami pang natuto at nagkaroon ng confidence mag-order online because of the pandemic. That's why starting an e-commerce business or selling in an online marketplace can be a highly profitable venture. Kung hindi mo alam kung ano bang magandang ibenta online, I think it would be a good idea to specialize on a specific niche. Offer a unique product that's hard to find in malls or commercial stores. For example, you can focus on a particular market segment such as eco-friendly pet toys or grooming products for men or fashion clothes for senior citizens. If you don't want to put up your own store, you can also just sell in an online marketplace. Mga shopping platforms like Lazada or Shopee. And moreover, it helps to be familiar about digital marketing. Ito kasi talaga ang main way mo or main strategy mo na makabenta online beyond your friends and family. Maraming mga online courses that can teach you how to do digital marketing, so you can also explore those. And more importantly, learn how to build a strong online community for your customers, which can be done through various social networks and platforms. Especially yung mga Facebook groups, maraming gumagamit niyan na online entrepreneurs. Number 2, health and wellness. Health and wellness is a rapidly growing industry, and there are a variety of opportunities for entrepreneurs in this space. At malawak ang health and wellness industry. Pwede mong i-explore yung mga iba't ibang areas nito such as physical health, mental health, and overall wellness. For physical health, you could start a business that provides virtual fitness classes, personal training, or even healthy meal delivery services. Nako, usong-uso yan ng pandemic, and I think it's a good business to continue kahit na opening up na ang economy natin. The pandemic has definitely raised awareness of people to the importance of health and have become more open to alternative ways to stay active and healthy other than the usual diet and gym workout. Virtual fitness classes can be conducted over video conferencing platforms such as Zoom and can be a great way to reach a wider audience. Another area of the health and wellness industry is mental health. And maraming usapan tungkol dito during the pandemic. It has gotten a lot of attention. Starting a business that provides therapy or counseling services can be a good idea, especially if you work in the mental health space. Online therapy and counseling sessions are becoming increasingly popular and can be conducted over video conferencing platforms as well, making it easy to reach more people. Pagdating naman sa overall wellness, you could start a business that provides natural supplements, aromatherapy products, and other alternative therapies. Yung mga multi-level marketing companies, they usually focus on specific health supplements and they can be very good choices as products that you can sell online. With the growing interest in natural and holistic approaches to health, there is a growing demand for these types of products and services. Number 3, education and skill development. Education and skill development is another great business idea for 2023. With the shift to remote work and virtual communication, many people are looking for ways to improve their skills and advance their careers. Starting a business that provides education and skill development services can be a highly profitable venture, especially if you're an expert on a particular topic or a particular field. Isang option dito ay yung gumawa ng isang online course or online tutorial services. You could create and sell courses on a wide range of topics such as coding, graphic design, marketing, and even basic life skills such as cooking. Yung mga online courses can be self-paced. You can record videos of yourself teaching your subject and then upload it. Or it can be a live webinar. Ang maganda dito, students can access your content or your course anytime and anywhere, making it a great way to reach a global audience. On the other hand, another option would be to create a platform for connecting students with tutors or mentors. This could be a marketplace for finding and booking tutors or a platform for connecting students with mentors in their field of interest. This type of service can be particularly valuable for students who are looking for personalized instructions or guidance. With the rise of e-learning and online education, there is also a growing need for educational technology and learning management software. Kung ikaw ay programmer or coder, this can be a good idea to explore. Starting a business that provides these types of services can be a good opportunity. This could include developing learning management systems, e-learning platforms, and other tools that support online education. Marami na tayong mga online selling platforms. Why not develop an online learning platform naman?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Number 4, sustainable and eco-friendly businesses. More and more people are going green. As consumers are becoming more conscious of their impact on the environment, and there is a growing demand for sustainable and eco-friendly products and services. Pagdating sa sustainable and eco-friendly products, ang una nating naisip dito ay pagbebenta ng mga produkto na recycled or reused. So that's a good product that you can sell online. However, there's also an option to start a business that focuses on renewable energy such as solar or wind power. Marami akong kilala nagpapa-install ng solar energy or solar panels sa bahay nila. You could be a supplier or even an installer of these types of alternative energy. You could install solar panels or wind turbines for homes and businesses. Another option would be to start a business that focuses on recycling or reducing waste. This could include developing a recycling program for businesses or creating products made from recycled materials, as I mentioned earlier. Recently, may mga nakikita ako ng mga nagbebenta ng mga recycled or upcycled ng mga clothes and accessories and home decors made from recycled materials. Another business idea that could be in high demand is sustainable transportation. This could be electric cars, electric bikes, and e-scooter rentals or sharing services. Sustainable agriculture and farming is also an idea with potential for growth. This could be starting a farm that focuses on organic and sustainable farming practices, or starting a business that sells locally sourced organic produce. Marami pa talagang areas to explore pagdating sa sustainable and eco-friendly businesses, and it's worth studying and exploring. As more people become aware of the impact of human activity on the environment, they will be more likely to seek out eco-friendly products and services, really making this a profitable area to start a business in. Number 5, online consulting. With the shift to remote work and virtual communication, many businesses and individuals are looking for expert guidance and advice in a variety of fields. Starting an online consulting business can be a great way to leverage your skills and experience to help others. This business idea is somehow related to what I mentioned earlier, yung education and skills development. Yung idea na yon, ikaw ang nagtuturo sa ibang tao. But this time, as an online consultant, you are offering your services to businesses. For example, you could offer digital marketing consultancy, even website development, sales, HR management, and many more. You can provide consulting services over video conferencing platforms or create a membership site where people can access your expertise on a recurring basis. Online consulting is a great way to reach a global audience, and it can be done from anywhere as long as you have an internet connection. It also allows you to work with a diverse range of clients, from small businesses to large corporations. With the right approach and proper digital marketing, an online consulting business can be a highly profitable and rewarding venture in 2023. Lastly, but not the least, number 6, delivery services. Kailan ka huling bumili online? I'm sure not too long ago. I know a lot of people who even buy online every week. More and more people are really opting for online shopping for their daily necessities. And this has led to a significant increase in demand for delivery services. You could start a business that specializes in delivering groceries, restaurant meals, or other essential items. Pwede kang mag-focus dun sa neighborhood mo lang or dun sa condo unit mo. Another option would be to start a delivery service for e-commerce businesses, helping them to get their products to customers quickly and efficiently. Isang similar idea dito ay yung mga pasabay, di ba? Although this is an informal business, perhaps you can think about it, create a business plan, and launch your own formal pasabay business. Another delivery service that can be in high demand is the medical delivery services, delivering medication, medical equipment, and even lab samples. With an aging population and more people staying at home, this could be a good business opportunity. Honestly, ako, kung meron akong kilala na pwedeng utusan, quote-unquote, na bumili ng gamot, especially yung mga maintenance medicine for my parents, then I think that's a good idea or a good service to avail. Aside from that, you could also consider starting a same-day or rush delivery service for businesses or individuals who need items delivered quickly. Naalala ko nun dati, meron sa Quezon City, mga nagbibisikleta na pwede mong utusan mag-deliver ng mga packages, letters, documents. And I'm not sure if they're still operating today, but I think that's a good business idea to revive. Additionally, with the rise of e-commerce, there's an increased demand for warehousing and logistics services. So starting a business that provides these services could also be a good idea. At meron din akong kakilala, ang tinayo niyang business recently is packaging. Sustainable and eco-friendly packaging for products na isiship. So that's also a good business idea that combines two of the areas that I mentioned today. These are just a few business ideas to consider for 2023. Remember, the key to success is to identify a need in the market and offer a unique solution. In summary, the business areas and industries which I consider profitable and rewarding for the coming years are e-commerce and online marketplaces, health and wellness, education and skills development, sustainable and eco-friendly businesses, online consulting, and delivery services. I believe all these business ideas will rise in demand if they're not already are. And with the right approach and marketing, you can profit from them this 2023 and beyond. And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. Please click the follow button for the 80% at ishare mo na rin ang episode na to sa mga friends mo. Kung may tanong or financial concern ka na gusto mong sagutin natin in an episode, you can contact me through our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.